teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we have before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, your life is like diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Stadtmiller, and my co-host out there on the left coast, James Martinez. Hello, James.
Hey, how you doing? The west coast, the left coast. I like that.
Well, we have the right coast and we have the left coast. Then we have California, which
isn't really anywhere. It's crazy here.
Well, and it's an anomaly to a lot of people. They still don't know what to make out of it. But we do know that you guys are trendsetters out there. That's for sure. Whatever weird stuff jumps off in California, it eventually migrates east. Hey, later on in the program, I'd like to play a clip. It's a BBC news story. Runs about 8.5, 9 minutes, but they're talking about the banking problems that are going on in England. And ironically, James, we're being told here at home, I don't know if Ben Bernanke has made his announcement yet, but most people are hoping for a 50 basis point, maybe a full percentage point on a reduction of the money that they charge on the subprime, or I'm sorry, on the lending factor out there. I think it's home mortgages or the prime rate is somewhere around 5.25, something like that. They're hoping maybe to get that to 4.75, but on fears of inflation, that's going to weigh heavily, and they're saying that this, even if Bernanke does come out and grant even a 1 point on the mortgage rates, or on the lending rates, I should say, let me correct that, that that's not going to show up in the economy for 6 or 9 months. But to suffice to say, things are not doing well in Europe. This fear of banks collapsing is starting to spread throughout Europe and even down into Italy. And they're trying to put a happy face on this. We know that they're worldwide, because of the fiat money system, we have a glut not only of credit out there, but we have a glut of dollars on the planet, Federal Reserve notes, and they're not worth that much. We had Alan Greenspan yesterday saying that, the world currency, the reserve currency, might switch to the euro, which is going to be devastating to the United States economy, because we have been the Federal Reserve dollar of the world since post-World War II. So yeah, this is yet to come home to roost. They're still scrambling around. They're still trying to calm the fears. And again, I will say that the only thing that is keeping the United States afloat right now as far as the confidence factor with the American people is the faith in the lending institutions that they are to remain solid. But they're being very careful on how much information they release, but at least the British seem to be a little bit more open about this. And I have yet to see Bernanke's speech. I don't know if he's even spoken yet. It's 2 o'clock on the East Coast. I would imagine if he is not already, he soon will be. And if we get any news during this hour broadcast, we'll certainly bring it to the listening audience.
Yeah, it seems that the European press is so much more informed. I was just in Europe less than a year ago, and I was in London and other surrounding cities, and they seem to know more what's going on with the economy over there than they do here.
They certainly do. I'll tell you what, we got time after this break. I'm going to roll that BBC clip, and we'll do that after this break. John Stadtmiller and James Martinez here on the Cash Flow, folks, to let you know financially and economically what's going on, and if you're feeling the credit crunch, well, you can do something about it. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, here's the report from the BBC, and this is via internet. It's a fairly good stream, but it's got a lot of background noise in it, and it is in the spoken English language, well, the way the English speak it, across the pond. But pay close attention to the clip. It's very informative.
If you want to understand what happened to Northern Rock and money markets around the world, you have to go back to the roots of the problem.
Years of easy money and the belief by many on Wall Street and the city that they could do no wrong.
Ultimately, the system is repaired when ordinary greed takes over from extraordinary fear. And that's what we're working towards now.
They say no one ever made a bad loan in a recession, because when money's tight, you examine every borrower that much more closely. In the US the last few years, the opposite was true. Fast-talking salesmen talked a lot of subprime borrowers with poor credit histories into taking on massive loans. And the rest is recent history. Those subprime loans set off a bomb in the US financial system that's caused mini-explosions all over the world. But we're beginning to realize that the problems here run deeper than just a pile of bad home loans. Because the fancy financial engineering that turned those loans into supposedly high-class assets has happened on a gigantic scale. Okay, here's a really basic idea of what people have been buying. to take a whole load of mortgages, some of them from people that haven't got any evidence of their income, assets, anything. You put them all together, you turn them into an asset-backed security, and you divide up that security into different chunks. So the top chunk, the AAA safest chunk, well, they're the people who get the first dibs on all the payments on those mortgages. The bottom, the riskiest BBB chunk, well, you'll be first hit if you have these assets and any of those mortgages go into default. So that's your ABS. But you don't stop there. No. You take the riskiest BBB from your ABS and turn it into a CDO. And then you can do the same thing all over again with that risky asset. You can chop it up into chunks, meaning that some of it's BBB, but some of it gets to be AAA, safe enough for your grandmother to buy, even though it's based on subprime assets. So there you have it.
I do think that what has happened does point up some important gaps in the regulatory structure. It's very clear that loans were made to people who did not understand the risks that they were undertaking and who were not told about the risks that they were undertaking. It's reasonably clear that the rating agencies' behavior was influenced by the fees they were receiving from people who were issuing securities.
A lot of people say ratings agencies wrongly gave out AAA ratings because they were being paid by the people selling the assets. The agencies think they're being blamed for investors' mistakes.
Because we put a rating on it doesn't mean it eliminates risk. There's risk in everything that we're looking at. The other aspect that seems to be misunderstood is that they are not recommendations to buy, hold, and sell. They're only an opinion, and they're only the first step in an investment decision.
She has a point. Buying an asset just because it's been rated AAA without regard to anything else is a bit like booking a hotel just because it's been rated 5-star without asking how much the room is or even where the hotel is. But that does seem to have been what quite a lot of investors did.
It's really not the people who are in the business of taking risk, taking major risks, that are the largest.
Now, these institutions buying the assets thought they had incredibly sophisticated computer models to warn them if anything was going wrong with them. But guess what? The models only turned out to be as good as the information you put into them. As they say in the trade, garbage in, garbage out. Goldman Sachs was one of many big institutions that got caught out. Their flagship global equity fund lost 30% of its value in 1 week in August because traders had got things spectacularly wrong. Day after day, movements were happening in the markets that Goldman's model said should only happen once every 100,000 years.
It's very difficult to model how a new instrument that usually gets created in a boom will perform in a bust because you don't have any data about the bust. So especially mathematical modelers that only use, say, 5 years worth of data because that's all the data there is, are going to have a very hard time.
But these were smart guys with supposedly sophisticated models that were dependent on everything carrying on the same.
Well, if you're smart, that's not a guarantee that you won't make mistakes. But I think there was one fundamental misconception about housing that underlay a lot of the modeling, which was that nominal home prices never go down.
The guys behind those fancy models should maybe have spent a bit less time in front of their computers and a bit more time reading this book. It's a classic 1921 economics book by Frank Knight. In it, he draws a crucial distinction between risk, which you can manage because you can calculate it, and pure uncertainty, which you can't. The world turned out to have more risk in it than the investors thought, and a lot more uncertainty. Those closest to the scene of the subprime disaster in the US have already gone bust. The problem for everyone else is that investors are sitting on a lot of fancy financial assets, but for the moment have no value. Jim Chanos is the hedge fund manager who was first to call time on Enron.
There was a remarkable front page article in the FT a few days back in which it said that the major banks and brokers were huddling together to decide how to mark their portfolios, and as to whether they were going to be conservative or not so conservative, would be sending a signal, the right kind of signal, the wrong kind of signal. The remarkable thing about that article was the simple thing that they had the right to decide how they were going to mark their portfolios.
Making it up, what it's worth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, making it up, I think, is a bit strong, but I think that the fact that there was so much variance in how different banks and brokers could possibly mark the same piece of paper is the story itself. And until we clear up this whole accounting mess about derivatives accounting and hard-to-mark assets, I think this cloud is going to be hovering over the financial sector for a while.
So you might think the people holding these assets would just sit tight, wait for everything to blow over. But I forgot to tell you one thing. Most of them were bought with borrowed cash, very short-term, 30-day loans, that they're not going to be able to roll over if they can't value those assets. Some people think $100 billion worth of those loans are coming due in just the next few weeks. Others say double that. No one really has a clue. We don't know yet where the really bad assets are, but as the Northern Rock example shows, you don't need to have bought or sold subprime assets to be hurt by this crunch. If the uncertainty continues much longer, ordinary British businesses will certainly be affected.
If you can't bring equities or even longer-term bonds to market for a while, that's not necessarily so serious, because you just postpone the bond issuance or the equity issuance, and you do it 3 months later if things have come back. That option doesn't really exist in the money markets. If you can't finance yourself, you can't finance your operations, and things actually shut down.
A bank that is perfectly healthy will become unhealthy if it faces a run from all of its depositors and tries to sell off all its assets all at once, and will become an unhealthy bank simply because it is perceived as an unhealthy bank. Because the challenge for policymakers in the months ahead will be to distinguish the liquidity problems, which can be very serious, but which can be powerfully addressed with the tools of policy, from the solvency problems, where attempts to remedy them will be simply throwing good money after bad.
It feels like the financial system is holding the broader economy hostage. The Bank of England's under enormous pressure tonight to offer more general liquidity to the markets, and all of Wall Street is banking on the Federal Reserve to cut its rates next week. The longer the crunch continues, the fewer options the authorities will have.
All right, that is the report from the PBC.
Yeah,
I'm looking at this, James, and I'm thinking to myself, this isn't just a question of restoring confidence in the banking system. As the BBC report said, that there's about $100 billion coming due in the next couple of weeks, but then they admit that, it may be more. Well, yes, it's a lot more than that.
It's a lot. I can't believe they said that. Such a small number.
that's like here in the United States. You ask people if they even know what's the debt of the United States, and they go, "Well, wait a minute. Let me see. I saw the movie Maxed Out, and they had the credit clock running there, or the debt clock running. And aren't we about $9 trillion in the hole?" And if they even know that, what the debt is, that is what they believe that it to be. But the debts and obligations in the United States government is well over $100 trillion. So, you know, this is just not a problem here with just some accounting figures or some Enron accounting style issues. This has to do with an oversight in the banking industry, which no government ever wants to do, because they have their hands out to, that's right, the bankers themselves. They've become fast friends, and they're glued at the hip, and they dare not make the separation, because where are they going to go to get their money? And this is going to be a large, large problem here in the very, very near future.
Man, that was pretty accurate right there. Where did you find that?
that was sent to me via email, believe it or not. So I guess we have some friends in the UK that want the information spread far and wide of what they're talking about in jolly old England. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
In response to that, on the BBC blog, somebody wrote in and says, a public not willing to do what the government wants, I would argue in this case, is very healthy. They were taking charge of their own lives. Has the system worked? No. The original banking protection scheme only covered £31,000 of deposits. Here in the United States, through the FDIC, it's $100,000. They say, despite plenty of assurances from the government on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the queries were larger on Monday. Only an extraordinary statement issued yesterday seems to have stemmed the run on the bank. And keep in mind that this bank has lost more than $4 billion in assets since last Friday. The desired effect has been achieved, but it required more safeguards offered to public and policy, as they say, on the hoof. That smacks of government panic to me. I would argue that the political impact has been that the ice the chancellor is standing on has got a bit thinner over the last few days. Also, the public are going to be a lot more suspicious of government economic claims. They lost a lot of credibility.
A lot? Going to be a little suspicious as we can't buy our groceries and pay our payments and everything else. Yeah, I know.
Well, and the folks have to look at this in the cold, hard light of day. I mean, here in the States, we have the subprime mortgage loans that shouldn't have been made in the first place. We have the derivatives market out there. It is in plenty of trouble. Hedge funds as well. Now, add into that equation high fuel cost. We hit $80 a barrel. I think it might be off a little bit today, a few cents. But that chicken has not come home to roost yet, and what that means and an economic impact. You've seen high fuel cost at the fuel pump just for what you pay for gas to run your cars and your trucks out there, but it's the real impact on transportation cost, manufacturing, and everything else. And add to that, we're already in this country, and they're not the Wall Street boys aren't telling you the truth. We're already at double-digit inflation. Now add into all of that, it's the U.S. dollar decline versus the euro, and people are real, real nervous about the dollar, and hence Alan Greenspan saying there's a real good chance that, since World War II, everybody's been on the Federal Reserve as a reserve currency. They're now going to switch to the euro, which is absolutely going to kill a lot of things off. So we've got a real problem here, and I'll go back to what I said yesterday. Henry Liu sums it up in his article, hit the Wall Street Journal. He said, the rise of the non-bank system, required reading for anyone who wants to understand why a stock market crash is imminent. By the way, Ron Paul has said the very same thing. The guy running for, you folks over in England may not know who Ron Paul is, but he's the only guy in Washington, D.C., the only congressman that has stood by the country's document, the law, and that's called the Constitution. This Henry Liu goes on to say banks worldwide now face risk exposure of, and he says in his article, about $891 billion in asset-backed commercial paper facilities, or AP or ABCPs, due to callable bank credit agreements with borrowers designed to ensure these ABCP investors are paid back when the short-term debt matures. Even if banks cannot sell on behalf of the issuing companies to roll over the mature debt because the market views the assets behind a paper as of uncertain market value. And that's the real problem right now. These institutions are looking real hard. They're looking at their charts and their graphs and everything else. But a lot of this stuff has not been reported. People don't have a clear picture as to which way to move in the market right now anyway, because none of this stuff is being reported.
Right, but they know something's going on because their pocketbook, their houses, I'm hearing it out in California all the time now, that they can't handle their credit cards, they can't handle their mortgage payments. I just had several calls this week, friends, individual friends of mine now trying to sell their houses. A lot of people are getting nervous, a lot of people.
Well, and James, add into that, and a true picture, I mean, look, a lot of people expect to hear good news. This is what the financial boys want. This is what the Wall Street boys want. They want to continue to sell and buy stocks and everything to remain hunky-dory. Well, that's all fine and dandy if you can do that. But the problem is when you're trying to paint the happy face, you're not giving an accurate picture of the credit markets out there or the economy in general. Now, I would like to hear somebody on the Wall Street say, well, you know, it could be that a lot of these people with these subprime mortgages out there could, in fact, continue to make their payments if the job market was a little bit stronger in the middle class. Now, if the Wall Street boys were to announce to America that, look, 70 to 75% of our manufacturing, our middle class, good-paying jobs have been shipped out of the country.
India.
Yeah, or to China or to Mexico.
Or wherever. Yeah, exactly.
Or wherever. And that would be at least something, but they're not going to say that because this economy is continuing to weaken. And I'm reading job layoffs. I'm watching this every day. And just about every company in every sector, and I don't care if it's high tech, I don't care if it's whatever it is, they're announcing layoffs a little bit here, a little bit there. That's a clear indication that we are in a recession. Now, they're trying to argue that, well, wait a minute, maybe we're not in a recession. The market is good. But again, all this stuff is coming out of Wall Street to boost the people's confidence out there to stay in the game. And meantime, over in England, they're withdrawing their money and stuffing it into mattresses. Now, James, England is not in a bad financial trouble as we are. I don't think the English government is $100 trillion in debt right now with obligation.
And
those people over there are saving their own money. Here in this country, we don't even save any money. You know, we're maxed
exactly
out.
Right. We're maxed out, the movie. We're a living proof.
I keep checking my mattress, and I'm not pulling anything out. We'll take the break here. We'll be right back. This is Cash Flow with James Martinez and John Stetman.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
James, if you are an average person that is used to listening to MSNBC and the rah-rah boys for Wall Street, or other news reports that are on the mainstream media here in this country, and it would be, in my estimation, it'd be like dropping in from another planet, and
right,
and hearing news such as this, what do you think the effect is on the uninitiated that hears something like this?
Oh, a complete, total nightmare. I mean, I don't believe mainstream news anyway, especially the financial things and what I've learned about banking and the credit card industry and so forth. But for the average person out there that goes home, works the 9 to 5, then sees the news, they're going to be used as bait in this transition, and interest rates are going to go through the roof. Just people I know with credit cards and the complete, total, absolute crime that they're doing on the public, raising interest rates up to 30% on a universal credit card default agreement, is insanity. So I think generally the public, even though they're embarrassed to talk about it, even though friends of mine and people I've met randomly, associates, don't really want to talk about it. When they do, though, it's not a pretty sight. A lot of people are having problems. A lot of people are having problems, and they need resolution.
Yeah, they do. I'll tell you what, let's go to the phones here. I don't want to keep the callers holding. Henry in Connecticut, you're up first.
Hey, Henry.
What's that?
Is Henry there?
Wait a minute. I'm getting a something here from my producer. Okay, we're having a little technical glitch here.
Is Henry still there?
No. okay. She needs to type something on her screen and talk to me. And we got the engineer here taking a look at the situation as we speak. At any rate...
Henry, call back.
Yeah, let's go to Don in Reno. Hello, Don.
Hey, Don.
Okay.
I think he was on the other phone. Don, are you there?
Yes, I am.
There you are.
I wanted to give you your ground level report from Reno, Nevada on economics.
Mm-hmm.
Or the economy. I went in just as a curiosity. I went and picked up some vacuum cleaner bags for a friend down here. And I went into a small mom-and-pop vacuum cleaner shop here in on Kitsky Street in East Side Reno, one of the little shopping centers. Got to talking with the guy, and at the conclusion of a little bit of small talk, I asked him about his business, and he said, "Well, I've been here for 12 years. He says, this is the worst year I've ever had. He said, people are not even getting their vacuum cleaners hardly repaired anymore. They want me to stay open, but hardly anybody ever comes in."
Well, and I think that's a strong indicator, Don, if you take a look at retail sales. You know, I've been watching the big box stores. It's one of my favorite things to do. I've been known to walk into Walmart just to look at foot traffic, like, say, on a Saturday. You know, not to go in there to buy anything, because, quite frankly, I try not to buy anything from the big box stores. And we all know what the big box stores have done to retail and smaller retail shops. I can remember as a child in Sandusky, Ohio, believe it or not, we used to have a downtown. We had clothing stores and JCPenney's, and we had independent stores. And, well, that started to change when they started building the malls, and a lot of these little inner-city businesses just dried up and blew away.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been watching the retail. I've been watching Home Depot. I've walked in there and I've talked to employees. You know, how's your traffic going? And some of them even told me about sales, you know, while they're on their shift. And what I'm hearing is exactly what you're saying, that this has been the worst year in a long, long time. And I don't think it's so much that people don't have what they would consider to be a little disposable income. It's, number one, their credit cards and the amounts that they have tacked on that, they're afraid to spend any more money. They're afraid of the job market. There's a lot of fear out there right now economically, and people just aren't spending their money, which in a situation like this, you can hear President Bush say, well, you know, don't be afraid of anything. Just go out to the mall, go out to the movies, go out and spend money. But people have better sense that when they feel threatened, they have a tendency to withdraw and to sit and wait. Right now, they're not getting any good information. So in lieu of good information, what are they supposed to do?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I've driven around the outskirts of Reno. I'm not a gambler. I don't get into that. It's a friend I visit down here. And in the last couple of weeks since I've been here, I've driven around and looked at this and that. And it's surprising when you drive around and your eye is on a different economic view than others. I'm beginning to see older vacant shopping malls that were in good stead a few years back, according to what I'm hearing, and they're vacant now. I mean, mm-hmm. In different areas, in the older, more established area of Reno, there are large. I mean, these aren't small. These are large, full block or something on the neighborhood of 3 to 4 acres of ground is covered with a shopping center that has nothing but vacant buildings in it.
Mm-hmm.
And downtown
wow.
Reno, there's a number of the old casino buildings that are sitting there vacant. I mean, it's vacancies. And
if that's going on in Nevada, then
yeah.
That tells me a lot.
Well,
yeah.
See, they're building. They're still building. It's starting to ebb. And even downtown, they were building condominiums that people would buy. And some of those are at a standstill. And Porsche, which headquartered in downtown Reno, moved out of a building that they were in. They were taking 3 floors of it, and they moved back to Atlanta, according to the newspaper. And now the building, since Porsche took three floors of it, and since they moved out, they were obviously, they called it the Porsche building, in Reno. It's now being sold to some development corporation because the previous landlord, obviously, it was such a blow to his economic structure, he had to sell it out to a larger conglomerate. So there's a number of things going, and the casinos are, you know, they're all trying to bid up against each other, and I guess the Indian casinos around the country are now causing a terrible lull in their revenues. So it's, I mean, they're getting hit from the housing market, so a lot of, Reno's being hit from many different areas now. And a friend of my friend's, he's a PhD mathematics professor at the University of Nevada, Reno, and he's gotten a job where he's moving away to El Paso, Texas. And he put his house on the market here in Reno, probably 2 months ago, and he hasn't had one looker.
Nope. Wow. That's that says it right there.
Well, and there's a phenomenon that's been going on in this country. This isn't covered on the news, again, because, well, people are afraid of the corporation and the advertising dollar that it brings to mainstream media outlets, not only radio, but specifically television. They've not been painting an accurate picture. What you're describing, Don, has been going on in this country for 25 years.
Yep.
Farmers, multi-generational farmers, that the land is passed down and they've worked the land and everything was hunky-dory. And the Midwest is dotted with all of these little towns that are now ghost towns.
Mm-hmm.
And what has happened there is, well, the farmers were forced out. They were given credit back in the 80s and told that, oh, you can buy new equipment, you can do this, that, and the other. Well, that market is regulated, let's say. And they could not compete. They couldn't pay their mortgages. They couldn't pay for equipment, whatever. And they have been bought out. Their homes, their farms, put up on the auction block. And the big agricorps came
Arthur in. Daniels Midland.
There you go. They've been coming in and buying up all this land. And we've got ghost towns dotted all over the Midwest. People have no idea how many towns have literally dried up, and all the supporting businesses around it, hardware stores, restaurants, you name it, pharmacies, it doesn't matter. When the people aren't there, these businesses, and I don't care if you're repairing vacuums or you're selling prescriptions or selling breakfast or whatever you're selling, they have just been wiped out and gone.
That's right.
Absolutely. Well, mm-hmm. I just thought you'd want the economic report from Reno.
All right. Well,
absolutely.
Appreciate it, Don. Thank you.
Thanks, Don. Bye-bye.
You know, and at the heart of this, and you'll hear the lip service, the boom and bust cycles. You'll hear the supposed experts like Alan Greenspan or Ben Bernanke or the CEO of Citicorp or whatever the case may be. And they'll give lip service to boom and bust. Now, what exactly does that mean? Well, we have peaks in economies, and then we have lulls, and then we have peaks, and then we have lulls. Well, that's fine and dandy if that's the game that we're supposed to be playing, that the economy will draw down, and then, you know, it'll energize and go back up. Understand something, ladies and gentlemen. If we had a sound currency, in other words, back in 1913, when they privatized the banking system, if they were to say to people, well, don't worry, and again, this was based on the fears of the banks out there that we've got to do something because we've got independent banks that aren't too stable in their lending practices. So, therefore, what we've got to do is we've got to create the Federal Reserve. And they got their 12-member banks inside this country, and their big daddy is the IMF and the World Banks. You know, these are the master banks of the world. But if they would have said that, look, nobody fear anything about this because, you know what, we're going to enact this year in 1913, and don't worry, in 2013, the dollar is going to be worth the same that it is now. So all your fears, just put them aside. But in actuality, folks, just since the 60s, using the Federal Reserve System, that private banking, the dollar has lost 80% of its purchasing power. Now, when you say 80% of purchasing power, what does that mean? It means that 80 cents of that dollar that used to be worth a dollar is now worth, what, 20 cents? But that's not even as bad as it is. The dollar right now is only worth somewhere between 2 and 3 cents, which means that it's lost 97 to 98% of its value. So what do? We have to print more money. What does that do? That adds to inflation. That adds a lot of problems. So when they talk to you about the boom and the bust cycles in this economy, that can be directly, unabashedly, and absolutely linked to the fiat money system that is out there floating. It's amazing. It's amazing, James.
I know for a lot of people that some people are maybe hearing for this for the first time, some people new listeners or whatever, but there is a way out of it, especially if you're saturated and struggling out there and you guys want to take your credit cards and hands-on figure out a way where you can go in, either eliminate the credit card debt or restructure it in a way which actually works for you instead of some idiotic scheme that's out there a lot for credit card consolidation, which really doesn't help you too much at all. I would be happy to speak to anybody that's on this broadcast or listening that wants to restructure their credit cards, eliminate their credit card debt. They can contact me at 310-201-6536, or they can email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. I represent a company called North American Educational Services, which is the number one company in the country that's been doing this and fighting this and winning this for a long time, about 6 years actually. And they've completely managed to change the lives of many, many, many families all over the country.
Is that a clicking pen I hear in the background?
It's actually the chair, but I will stop that. It's irritating.
No, I was just thinking, you know, you're playing musical chairs. How do you do that with one chair?
Yeah, you just kind of lean a little bit on this thing.
Well, and folks, you know, the point of all this is that we want to give you an accurate picture of what's going on in the economy. And having said, I mean, on that BBC report, James, this was one of my favorite lines that I always use. And I go back to the, and this has happened within our lifetimes here. We actually saw the birth of the computer and the internet. It is a wonderful way to share information globally. And we take full advantage of that with collecting information. But I remember the days when the only commercial computer that was available, actually, I think one of the first ones that hit the market was through Radio Shack. And when they said floppy disk, they actually meant a floppy disk. And there was no really, only computer languages were out there were actually Fortran and BASIC. And the term came out because people were really confused. Well, I'm doing stuff on my computer, then I want it to do something, and it's not doing it. Well, you were entering in data without the colon or the dash or the this or the that. There was something wrong with the information and how you were formatting and putting it in. You were expecting this box to take all this information and whip it up and then spit something out that was logical and readable and whatever. And people were getting frustrated, and somebody coined a term, garbage in. You know, if you put nonsensical stuff into the computer, it's not going to recognize it. So what do you want it to do? Work a miracle for you and spit something out? Garbage in, garbage out.
And yeah, I learned that one based upon the educational system in America, actually, because I grew up in England. So it's interesting that I hear that you played that clip over there, because when I was over there, they seem to be way more informed about what's going on economically here and with the mainstream news as well.
It's just been and people are supposed to make economic decisions. They're supposed to plot and course their life. They've been told to look at retirement and, well, what do you have in your retirement funds? And, well, we're a country that actually invented retirement. This is the first time the world ever saw it. Nobody on this entire planet ever talked about retiring at the age of 65 or 62 or whatever it was. That's a phenomenon that we created. And now people are looking at their 401ks. We can go through the Enron debacle, how many people that had 401ks completely wiped out overnight. And even the government itself, our government has been taking money out of retirement funds and investing it in the stock market. I mean, Folks, that's not the business of the government, nor is it for the plunge protection team to take money and stuff it in the stock market to try to stabilize things. This whole stock market deal is corporations looking for a profit out there out of individual people that want to buy stocks and make a few dimes off of it or dollars or whatever the case may be. And that's all fine and dandy. But, you know, we've come to a point that we are in service to two entities, actually three. The government, through taxation, the corporations, we're all dependent on them, and we're dependent on the banks, all of which are not looking
out... Are lying to us.
Yeah, and not looking out for our best interests. So out of this witch's brew, what do people expect? I mean, we're in service to everybody else except ourselves. And realistically, folks, you know, they like to use the term capitalist society. No, we were supposed to be a free market society, and we weren't supposed to have the unholy trio working against the individuals. And that's what you're seeing right now. We'll break, come back, short segment on this edition of Cash Flow.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Another bit of news from the BBC. Banking shares fall across Europe. Banking shares have been falling across Europe as savers continue to withdraw money from the troubled British Bank of Northern Rock. The firm's boss told the Independent newspaper that three unnamed Spanish banks had sought help from the European Central Bank, or the ECB. Although the ECB denied any Spanish banks had used emergency financing facilities, their shares were hit. French and Italian banks were also hit on fears of financial woes spreading. Banks in the Eurozone are entitled to use the ECB's routine liquidity facilities, but the ECB stresses that using that does not suggest they are in difficulties. No other bank.
Yeah,
of course it doesn't. No other bank matched the falls in Northern Rock shares, which plunged 35% by the end of trading in London. But Spanish banks fell quite sharply with, I think this is called Bankinter, down 5.1% in late afternoon trading, making it one of the biggest fallers on Madrid's IBEX index. And, you know, folks, we're not here to put the fear of God in you. You know, I'm not going to tell you to go out to your synagogue or out to your church or whatever and, you know, kneel down and pray with your preachers. But I'm telling you what, it's going to take a very large miracle to straighten out this financial mess. And they keep using the term, James, that, well, we're looking for a soft landing on this deal. And there's not going to be a soft landing. There's going to be a lot of pain involved in this, and what we're trying to get people to do is take a look at their own financial situations, their own credit card debt.
Action themselves.
Yes.
Because the bottom line is, for everybody that's listening, is in order to resolve your issues, there is no person that's really going to be able to, you know, come in and, oh, I'll fix it for you, because most of the people that are in the credit card industry that know that there's a problem have not really, other than this particular company that I know about, North American Educational Services, has gone in and actually fixed the issue and gotten people to learn about it, understand it, and never have to deal with it ever again the way it currently is now. So,
yeah, and again, that's taking charge and informing yourself, folks. I mean, unless you've got somebody that's an investment banker that's a friend of the family, or somebody that can give you financial advice, that would be one thing. I mean, you're not going to necessarily go to your stockbroker and your portfolio and get advice from him as to what you're going to do with your own personal finances. That's not what they're in business to do. Or neither the banks are. The banks are in the business of loaning money. So when you are maxed out, when your credit situation, and you get this funny feeling in the pit of your stomach, that, you know, if I have to take one more financial hit here, I don't know how I'm going to make it. That's when you know. Your knee-jerk reaction should be get up, stand on your feet, take charge of your own financial situation, and educate yourself about it and what your options are. And do it now, because I don't see anybody that works really well, James, in a state of panic or chaos.
Right, exactly.
Very seldom do you see that. Generally speaking, you see the worst of human nature come out when we get painted into that proverbial corner. So, folks, take advantage of what the services that we're offering you by emailing James or giving him a call. You can email him at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com or simply call him at 310-201-6536.
We look forward to talking to you.
Yeah, and get the information, folks. Understand what's going on and what you can do to stabilize your own financial future. It is important for your survival. James, we'll see you tomorrow, my friend.
Talk to you tomorrow. Okay, everybody.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you then.